This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Poetry can be a rather long journey. To start this journey, I'll just read you some poetic phrases from Herman Melville. As he opens the book, Moby Dick. Now you can just enjoy his use of language. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world. It is a way I have of driving off the spleen and regulating the circulation. Whenever I find myself growing grim about the mouth, whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself involuntarily pausing before coffin warehouses and bringing up the rear of every funeral I meet, and especially whenever my typos get such an upper hand of me that it requires a strong moral principle to prevent me from deliberately stepping into the street and methodically knocking people's hats off, then I have count it high time to get to sea as soon as I can. This is my substitute for pistol and ball. With a philosophical flourish, Cato throws himself upon his sword. I quietly take to the ship. There is nothing surprising in this. If they but knew it, almost all men in their degree, sometime or other, cherish very nearly the same feelings toward the ocean with me.
Very good.
So there is a spontaneous change of plan. As Paula didn't appear, Doug Jacobson, he is coming and giving Dharma talk. He's on his way, but if you want to share another poem in the meantime, that he should be here in a minute now.
Perhaps another passage from Moby Dick.
Well, other people have poems, so.
Oh, okay.
I have a poem. I just discovered this poet called Fiona Benson, and she's a British poet, and she writes about, anyone else know her? She writes about insects and life and her children. So I thought I'd read Mama Cockroach, I Love You. And the name of the cockroach is Latodea. She gives the scientific name. Okay. Because you are cozy with the aunties in your reeking slums and are intimate and sweet. Because you begrudge no one a meal, but ooze a fecal trail to lead your commune to its source, like a dirty bee. Because you are joyfully promiscuous, because you pouch your young and hide them in the sweaty creases of the house, near suppurating food so they'll hatch to a feast. Or keep your eggs with you in a special purse, shaped like a kidney bean, and clutch it fast, or reinsert them into your abdomen and womb them there, or carry them as yolks and give live birth. Then feed your pale brood secretions from your anus or armpit glands, like milk, or deep in the flesh of a rotten log, pass them a bolus of pre-digested food, mouth to mouth. Because you suffer your young to swarm upon your back and do not flinch or buck them off but carry them like a human playing horsey with her children down on hands and knees, decrying the swag of her own loose flesh. Because you twirl your antennae gracefully to test your crawl space, because strokingly you caress your offspring's backs and gentle them with pretty pheromones and chirps, because you purr when your young stroke your face, because you would leave your body for your offspring to dine upon, all the liquors and gravy of the obscene world, your work in the crannies delivered to the living, because you are, despite all rumors, mortal. And what if you are crushed before your eggs can be delivered? What if your sisters drive you hissing out? What if your kitchen is fumigated? What if the mongoose, the lizard, the snake, a muscular tongue prying at the warm and greasy interstices of your stubborn occupancy takes you in its mouth? Someone must care for the dirt. I think it's all biologically and anatomically correct.
Yeah. Wow. Who wrote that?
A poet I've just come across called Fiona Benson. She's a British poet. She's currently writing. She's in her 40s. But, oh.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Is there any other poems?
A little autumn haiku.
Why?
I don't speak Japanese, even though I am Japanese. In Japanese, it's Ao no kemi ochite naki keri aki no semi. In English, flat on his back, he's fallen. A cicada in autumn.
A
lot of bugs today.
Yeah,
I know.
Bugs.
Any other poems?
I'm going to read something by David White. So a recent poet. The poem is called Start Close In. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate, private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take.
Jeffrey.
Yes, I'd like to read a poem in translation from the Chinese. This is a Song Dynasty poet named Su Shi, often referred to by his literary name, Su Tong Po. It is thus this volume of inspiration from Giroux, who had a similar volume at a last calligraphy workshop. So selected one poem called Lotus Guilin. The clear wind, what is it? Something to be loved, not to be named. Moving like a prince wherever it goes, the grass and trees whisper its praise. This outing of ours never had a purpose. Let the lone boat swing about as it will. In the middle of the current, lying face up, I greet the breeze that happens along and lift a cup to offer to the vastness.
Great. Thank you. How clever
that we have no thought for each other. Coming back through two river valleys, clouds and water shine in the night.
Here, start video.
Is someone on my mic?
We just been, oh, there I am. Click it.
Oh, it's coming.
I'm trying. I'm here. Okay, yay. Can you see me? All right.
Hi, Paula. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Welcome. So we've heard poems from in here.
I couldn't hear very well. I was talking to Judy, but I will be able to hear them on the recording later. And I can't see all of you though, so you'll have to just come up as you choose, I guess. Or how does that work usually? I can't see all of you.
They can come up. This one. Yeah, they'll come up.
Okay. And there's people online too, but we'll figure that out. Yeah.
I read one that was requested by Joe Marashiki, who is a friend of Jokoji. We haven't seen him for a while. It's by Rumi. Out beyond ideas. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense.
Who sent that in?
Joe, he's my son-in-law friend of Jokoji.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Is there anybody online? Unfortunately, I can't see all of you. I'm not sure what to do, and I'm afraid to touch anything at this point. Does anyone have an idea? Show grid video. Would the grid video be the big one with all the people on it?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Anyone has advice, please come up to the mic and inform the teacher. Yeah.
Hi, Paula. It's Judy.
Oh, hi, Judy. Okay.
On the top right, do you see the word view?
Yeah. I was afraid to touch it.
Click it.
I can barely hear you, Judy.
So click it.
Okay.
And then press gallery.
Okay. Yeah, I did that. Now I have to. I wish I could make my Maybe I need to make my screen smaller so I can turn up my own sound.
Do you know how to do that?
Turn up the sound?
Yeah, because it's all covered now. So they can hear me, I think, but I can't hear them. Don't do anything like that. Okay. Is this the sound? Okay.
We're still all the way to the right.
And then where?
And then just click here.
And where?
Right here. Click.
We should do testing.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
I can't read from here. The white square with the black circle in it had a hand in it a minute ago, but I don't know why. Who is that?
That's Ben.
Ben, yes, that's right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I had a poem that I wrote called Jokoji. And I just, it's a short one. Flies buzzing through the air, a landing, keeping me aware.
Yeah.
That was short.
Yep. Who read that? What was your name?
Shishin Ben.
Oh, can I click on your little thing there, your circle?
I think you can.
Yeah, I clicked on it, but somehow everything's not on here, but thank you.
No problem.
I wish I were there. Let's see. I don't see enough names so I can call on people. That's not fair. Chris B. I guess maybe they've given up. Chris B. Kiyu Daryl, Susan Hill, Pilar, you're on the video, but you're not seeing anything.
Hello.
There you are. Hi, Pilar.
Hi.
Nice to see you again. How's it going? You too.
I'm good. I by way of introduction, I have a disability, and so I'm in bed most of the time. So this is not out of disrespect or laziness. This is my usual Zazen pose. But it's nice to see everyone.
Good. Do you have your knees up, or how do you make yourself comfortable? Just other people might want to know.
I have a cat. I don't know.
You have a cat. Okay. Yes. Well, you're okay then.
My cat is my weighted blanket, but she likes to meditate too. So nice to see
you. I see. Do you have a poem?
You know, I was trying to think of one, and the Rumi poem that someone just recited is usually my go-to. So. I will look to see if I have one and then come back. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Don't hurt yourself getting up though.
Oh no, I'll look on my phone.
Good for you. Okay. Yes. Good, great. Look forward to it. Well, Karen, Nice to see you, Paula. What I do.
Yeah, nice to see you.
You too. It's not really nice to see you. I don't know what happened.
I have a little poem from a poet new to me named Joy Harjo.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, I just learned, so I'm a latecomer. And this little poem is called We All Have Helpers in Scene. Maybe it's called We All Have Helpers.
That'll work.
I don't know. Anyway, so I'll read it. We all have helpers in seen and unseen realms. Give them something to do. Otherwise, they will grow inattentive with boredom. They can clean junk from your mind, find the opening note for the chorus of a song, or give a grandchild a safe path through the dark. They will not give you the winning numbers at the casino, wash your dishes, or take out an enemy. Thank them. Feed them once in a while.
I have some too, but I'm waiting until I hear from everybody in the Zendo or around the Zendo. Have you people in Zendo already come up? Oh no, there's somebody. Hi.
I'm just gonna come so you guys can hear me properly.
Good.
I already read one, but I'm just gonna read another one.
Thank you.
David White, and it's called What to Remember When Waking. In the first hardly noticed moment in which you wake, coming back to this life from the other, more secret, movable and frighteningly honest world where everything began. There is a small opening into that day that closes the moment you begin your plans. What you can plan is too small for you to live. What you can live wholeheartedly will make plans enough for the vitality hidden in your step. To become human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. To remember the other world in this world is to live in your true inheritance. You are not a troubled guest on this earth. You're not an accident amidst other accidents. You were invited from another and greater night than the one from which you just emerged.
Do any of you mind if people come up that have already read theirs? I could hear you in the background when I was talking to Judy, but if any of you would like to come up who have already read their poems, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
I could read a different poem from the same poet, so people here.
Can you come up to the mic?
I'll come up.
Thank you.
Hi. This one is called Love Poem, Lampyridae, Glowworms, Lampyris noctiluca. The female born again with little changed, except she has no mouth and may not eat, except she has this urge to climb, this light she must raise and twist,
The male born again with little changed, except he has no mouth, except he has this urge to search and wings. Oh, she must twist and turn her tail's green fire like bait. Its little stab of brightness in the night. And he must search with wings through troubled air to find her pinhole lure, its single green seducing star. All night she signals him in. Come find me, it is time and almost dawn. All night he looks for her. In petrol stations, villages and homesteads, the city's neon signs. Where are you? It is time and almost dawn. Once were humans wandered in the lanes, led astray by fairies, foxfire, who found their stranger selves and brought them home. Now the dark is drowned. But some things you can only find beyond the light. And it is time and almost dawn. And love, my love, there is no finding them. Want to think about it.
Nice. My daughter, for her class, which class was it? Well, they were talking about shrimp. And she had to write 3 haiku about shrimp. The ones that are male and female. I have it on my phone, but that's okay. I won't read it right now. I'd have to look for it.
Maybe another haiku.
That was the only insect.
Anybody else from back there that hasn't come up? Boy, I could make you big and find someone.
Be happy to.
Okay.
Come. Folks would like to hear Lotus viewing again. I'd be happy to read that or another and or another. Let's see here. Hey, folks, I'm Jeff. Okay, this is Lotus viewing, reading number 2 by Su Chung Po. The clear wind, what is it? Something to be loved, not to be named. Moving like a prince wherever it goes, the grass and trees whisper its praise. This outing of ours never had a purpose. Let the lone boat swing about as it will. In the middle of the current, lying face up, I greet the breeze that happens along and lift a cup to offer to the vastness. How pleasant that we have no thought for each other. Coming back through 2 river valleys, clouds and water shine in the night.
Thank you.
Welcome. And perhaps I can offer a second short poem by William Carlos Williams called Autumn.
Yeah.
Perhaps some know this. I think this is a pretty well-known poem. It could be dissected at length, I think, in certain academic settings, but I'll just read it and let folks try to grasp the kind of disparate pieces that are just brought in together in the space of about one sentence. A stand of people by an open grave. Underneath the heavy leaves celebrates the cut and fill for the new road, where an old man on his knees reaps a basket full of matted grasses for his goats.
Thank you. Thank you. I know I keep saying this, but I often feel as if I've heard that one just recently. I feel like I read it recently. It's good to hear it, someone else reading it aloud. Where did Pilar go?
Right here.
Oh, there you are.
I have a short John O'Donohue to follow up that first poem. That's a nice fit. And I'm going to stop my video because I have to read it on my phone, but also because there's this beautiful image that he's talking about that I'll share. Let's see if I can pull it back up. It's called Fluent by John O'Donohue. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. That's it.
I would like, love to live like a river flows, carried by the
surprise of its,
surprise of its own surprise of its own eyes opening. Yeah,
the surprise of its own unfolding.
Eye folding. Okay.
I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding.
I didn't get up to the mountains the last two summers or so. There's three or four. And I was hoping to get to the mountains this summer, but all the campgrounds were taken where we go. And that looks really good. I mean, what river, I don't know, but
that's it looks like it's in Ireland. It's County Galway.
Wow. Well, okay. So, okay. I'm really glad for all the extra information. Really, I'm really interested in. I have one I could read if no one else is getting up.
There's a hand on the Zoom I can see.
Okay, let me see if I can find on my desk. Oh. Sorry, no luck this time. I had them out this morning just browsing through my files, and now of course I can't find them. Too bad, because they were really good ones.
Oh, Daryl.
One was Jerry Harho. Yeah.
Perhaps Daryl could just read. His hand is up on the Zoom.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. This poem is And the Record Repeats by Chipchala Sebri. There's a dust, there's dust, a scratch in a groove, and here we are repeating the same 2 seconds of strange fruit. It's the same sound from the 78 RPM to the vintage vinyl to which we listen in our apartments where we return. Bruised and bloodied and beaten, unrecognizable to our mother's arms, in our mother's arms, if we find the right path back to them. All our lives, we've cried a rallying cry from the river, from the water, wanting baptism, a rebirth to an earth where it wasn't dangerous to be young and gifted, and us singing, slinging school bags over our shoulders where we could go to church and little black girls could remain little black girls. Not only in memoriam, through the liturgy, no, a litany, we learned to pray. Warriors taught us to dance through minefields, procreate and grand jante, a revelation. In the face of annihilation, banquets blossom, bouquets blossom, between cracks in concrete. In a passage, in a pressed page, and in song, and on stage, we felt the weight of sun and rainbows and shade, patient tenderness and pennilessness. Felt a rhapsody reverberate in our rib cages. The good Lord told us we weren't meant to survive, but we've always been good at going about our lives, in factories and on our knees, in houses we cleaned, with tables at which we would never eat. But still, we fell in line. So to boot, tank and sky, in Burson and Andreas, in Hugh, young men threw themselves over bloody trap, over booby trap and grenade, never to return to an onstable parade. Strangers in a homeland, still no man's. The barbed lancers of a bee, but still there was honey. There were Aries and Chelsum chased sight lines. As the tail of our roots weathered, so we broke step as we dreamed dreams, deferred again and again as we congregated over hot buttered toast, took our seats at a table, called on our mothers to grease and braid our hair as babies, as we curled close together in Harlem and in Trenton, our nights aligned with our injuries. To the disquiet phrasing of black bodies swinging, we still curl loose, we still curl close. Our loved ones in defiant cities teach our children their ABCs and 1-2-3s. How to baz debris and kick ball change as we work to lift our fist, the needle, put on a new record to play. Thank you.
Daryl, would you mind telling us again the name of the poet and the poem?
Her name is Chitala Sabri. Chital Sabri.
Thanks.
C-H-E-T apostrophe L-A S-E-B-R-E-E.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you all. Are you getting hungry? Is it time for you all to be hungry to go and eat now? Is it 12:30, in other words? I don't have my watch on.
You still have 4 or 5 minutes.
12 what?
I think we have 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Somebody take the 4 or 5 minutes. Go.
Two.
Write a whole haiku right now. Say it aloud. Have you ever played the game that the Japanese poets used to do with some, I think one person would write, it's Ringa, and someone would write 2 lines and then they'd fold it over and then the next person would write something without seeing the first of the 2 lines, something like that. I'll think of it later and tell you next time, but a lot of things come out of that. There's all kinds of ways to do these. I do like, I learned from one teacher who is a wonderful poet. You can take like a card file and cut it, you know, like a filing cabinet, and cut little vertical holes like that, like thin ones, you know, like really like the size of your eyelashes, or you can make them longer. Or you can do squares or circles. And, you know, you put it over a magazine or a big book and see what you have there. And I've written a lot of poems that really, it really got me going. Some of these experiments are really good. So I encourage you to look into that. And then we'll have poems that you've written. Guess what? Okay. Well, shall we finish now then?
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.